You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Broadcasting from Springfield, Missouri, Atomic Broadcasting presents OOPS, the official oddity problem specialists. Tonight we present For All Folk and Folk Tales, Episode 4, Work Cemetery.
Oh, good morning, sirs. It's a lovely day here in sweet, sugary Alabama. This is Log 8798 for old Keeper 22 here. Oh, yes, sir. The old 8798. Oh, how the days have flown by. We received word regarding mindless ne'er-do-wells causing a ruckus here. And I'm not talking about the local teens. Zombies have apparently sprung up and seem to have been causing some trouble. I don't estimate having too much difficulty. In fact, I'm positive that this case will be totally wizard, as the kids say. I have been assigned 3 agents to follow me along on the case. Agent 895 seems to be a bit jittery. I gave him a nice pat on the shoulder this morning, and he just about jumped out of his skin. Agent 5, well, he's kind and brings me flowers, in tune with nature and such. Makes a mean brew of coffee. Not much of a fighter, though. Unsure how he'll mesh with Agent 217. He's a pretty brash guy. A soldier type. Rough. Very blunt. Oh, but he's one heck of a fighter. If things get ugly, I'll be happy to have 217 with us. Oh, he should be arriving shortly. Please stand by for my next update. Hey, oh, it's me again. The RV we were assigned really eats through gas, so we're making a quick stop. Agent 895 is heading in for the restroom. The other two are over there in the den, while I'm out here filling her up. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, there's always something calming about filling a vehicle with gas. Oh, hey, how you doing today? Oh, yes, sir. I love me some sunshine. I should really come out here next weekend when I have custody. Ah!
895 is in trouble, dang it. He probably didn't even get me my sushi.
Okay, agents. Oh, this dang nozzle is stuck on auto. Oh, there we go. Agents, let's get inside. Agent, are you okay?
Welcome to Gas Hut. How may help you?
Sir, we got a zombie behind the desk. This place is already lost, infected, just like Gettysburg after Lincoln's speech. I'll take him out.
Whoa there, calm down, 217. We don't need to end this with guns. He's talking to us, let's talk to him. Hey there, does that say Greg? Greg, how are you, man?
Where were you guys? I've been screaming!
I haven't heard a man scream while using the restroom since the Civil War. What are you on about here?
Well, hold on now, 217. Let's not get too hasty with the aggressive nature of war here. 895, you doing all right there, bud?
Urinal cakes. They were urinal cakes! I can't stay here!
There's a zombie behind the counter, and this guy's afraid of a urinal cake.
Maybe he's allergic. Don't judge the guy.
That's right. If there's one thing I learned from my marriage, it's that rash judgments, they can really hurt.
What the heck is going on here?
We're leaving. We have to get to the town hall.
What about the zombie?
You just love it, youngin. We're out of here.
I haven't been called young since the Civil War, you flower-loving hippie. Wait for me.
Well, now, where did 895 get off to? 895? Where are you at, slugger? We gotta hit the road. Though, not too hard. Might hurt our knuckles.
Use your ears, Keeper. He's in the RV's latrine.
Well, I don't think I put any urinal cakes in there. Agent 5, go check on the lad. I'm gonna go get El Caso Rodante back on El Rodo.
I'll just sit down and think back on the last 300 years of my life.
Come on out, 895. We're at the town hall. We've got to go inside and interview the mayor.
But I don't know if I can. The world is such a scary place.
Oh, come on now. Everything's scary. But it's our job to put the extra scary things away from prying eyes. Now get out here and give me a hug. I'll protect you, pal.
Okay.
There we go. Everything's gonna be all right, kiddo.
If we're done with this love rodeo, we got things to do.
Alrighty, everyone. We're getting awfully close to me bringing out the talking knife. Nobody wants that. Let's all get along, behave, and go talk to the mayor of this fine town. Ah, take a deep breath of that freshly processed air.
Park car?
Oh, a valet service. That's pretty fancy. Here you go, pal. Take good care of her. I hope you're not too dead behind the wheel.
Hey, a zombie guy. Keep up the work. So, Keeper, was it the mayor who called us?
Yes and no, 895. It was the entire body of citizens who live here in this small town. They came together and they called us on the speakerphone. Though, if you ask me, they were the ones doing the speaking, not the phone.
It's a beautiful day today, eh, 217?
How can you think of things like clouds and the sky when there's a war waging on?
I don't see a war.
The war's in our hearts and mind, always burning, always raging, never ending. Just always there, always reminding me to be ready for anything. I'll always remember that General Custard made sure of it.
All right, boys. Let's play the quiet game while I go talk to the nice fellas inside. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
Is the mayor inside this here building?
Right inside those big doors. I'll, walk you fine-looking gentlemen inside.
Oh, golly gee. Well, thanks, ma'am. Well, that's awfully kind of you. You know, it's been a while since someone talked so nice to me.
Sure.
I realize that I can never come back there again.
Quiet down, everyone. Quiet down. We have visitors. What can we do for you?
Oh, hello. We're from the organization known as Whoops. I believe you all called us here.
Oh, yes, yes, we did indeed call you. Though we called you a few weeks ago.
Oh, don't you know how slow the government can be on some days?
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So, what can we do for y'all?
The dead have risen! Armageddon is upon us! Death is coming!
Order in this room. I'm talking here. You see, recently we've had a bit of an issue with our graveyards. The issue being that they're now all empty. It would seem that someone, or something, has brought back all of the dead. Now, at first, we were worried about being eaten and infected and killed and all that, but it turned out that they were all pretty nice for dead folk. However, the problem occurred when the IRS got a hold of this. They sent all of the now alive dead folk all the taxes that they owe, and now these dead folk need themselves a job. So all of the businesses are hiring them for cheap and putting us all hard-working folk on the street.
Good point.
We need you lot to take care of the dead folk and get us our jobs back.
Taking care of zombies. I haven't done that since, well, my great-aunt's last birthday.
I won the quiet game. Now, 217, I don't think we should be taking care of anyone. These zombies have already died once. It would be far too cruel to kill them again.
Five has a point there, 217. Oh, Mr. Mayor, and the people of this town, are you sure you really want these zombies killed?
Now, we didn't say anything about killing folk. Mister, we just need them taken care of in the best way possible.
Oh, and what way would that be, Mr. Mayor?
I don't know. Does anyone here know?
I don't know.
We'll have to leave it to you. This meeting is concluded.
What are we gonna do? Talk to them?
Precisely that. We can use our words and no one will get hurt.
Well, I don't know about that, Five. Words, you know, they're often what hurt us the most.
Why on earth was I assigned to this job anyway? I'm going back to the RV.
Well, that's a grand idea, 217. Well, let's all get back to the wheels.
That sounds good.
Howdy there. This is Keeper 22 checking in again after we checked in with Mr. Mayor here in town. We took a vote and we decided we'd head on over to the local funeral home and take a look at the graveyard. And maybe speak to a few morticians while we're there. Those morticians always seem to know everything.
Hey, boss man. We have arrived, sir.
Oh, that's splendid to hear. I hope everybody's ready. Oh, and 217. don't you try being a bit nicer here, okay?
Nicer? Ha! That's what they said during the Civil War. I never liked that name, Civil War. Wasn't very civil if you ask me. Men killing each other, stabbing each other, brothers back to back.
Okay, 217. We need to be going now. Ah. I do love the smell of fresh air and... Oh, what is that other smell?
That's Deathkeeper. All the corpses walking around, they must have come from here. I'd recognize that stench anywhere.
Could be all the formaldehyde.
No, I'd know if it was that. This is death.
Well, I think this seems nice.
Oh, 895, it's good to hear that you're not screaming so much. Are you not scared of anything in here?
What's to be scared of? Walking corpses? Nah, let's head inside. Ah! Bells! Ah! Water cooler!
What the heck's the matter now? Pull yourself together, soldier. What's a little water to us?
Who knows what's in that water? How long has it been there? All that water could have been there for weeks, months, a year.
Oh, well, don't you know, technically all water is really old. It just changed its form.
What? Why would you say that? You
ever heard of the dinosaurs? You're drinking them.
No!
Now, what'd you have to go and do that for?
He's just gonna get in our way.
Can help?
Oh, wonderful. A secretary. We're here to see the morticians. And to have a look at those there disturbed graves.
Follow me. Take you down, down, down.
Thank you, kind fella.
Oh, indeed, you know. It's kind of you to give us this nice little tour.
Why are you two being so polite to the corpse? We should be purging the town, not playing pretend with a bunch of dandelion food.
Oh, wow. 217, that was quite the phrase. I think I need you to calm down there, or else I have to ask you to get back to the RV.
Yeah, they'll be much more receptive if we treat them with kindness.
I'd rather not.
Next room, cold. They inside. Good day.
Oh, a little chill never hurt anybody. Let's head on in. Oh, that's a bit heavier than I thought. Oh, Five, would you care to help me with the door?
I'd love to.
You two make me sick.
Oh, wow. It really is cold in here.
Like a nice summer morning. Hello in there.
Come in. Don't touch.
Oh, well. Alrighty, I don't plan on touching too much. Are you the mortician?
Was long time ago. Again.
Lovely, dude. We're here to ask you about the whole coming back situation.
Come back? Yes. Wake up, Doc. Dig. Now here.
Oh, so you don't know why you're back?
No. Only know. Need pay back taxes.
This is why we had a civil war. There ain't no fight in the IRS. Not even an army.
That's not what the Civil War was about.
We all had our reasons for signing up, Five. Some were just young, lost, confused. Others had agendas, reasons for the fight. Well, selfish ones. Others just wanted to lower our dang taxes. It was starting to look like we were in the dadgum colony again.
Well, sorry to stop you there, 217, but I need to ask the mortician another question. Sir, ma'am, have you heard of anything strange going on here?
Zombie rally at court today. 5 others at jobs will answer questions.
Five, eh? We still have a bit until then.
Then you leave. Me make new dead look nice for second life.
Well, you are doing a lovely job. We'll leave you to it.
Wait a second here. Why is this person dead?
Me not dead. Getting ready for new job at supermarket.
Oh, would you mind if I accompany you over to the market?
That's fine.
Now we're going to pick up groceries? What kind of operation are you running here?
Oh, but I had another idea, 217. I'll be going into town with this fine lady here, and I'm sending the three of you into town, separately, to interview the zombies while they work.
Should we really let 217 go running around alone out there?
Relax, hippie. I won't go out of my way to kill any. At least not until I get my orders to do so.
Oh, 895, will you wake up? The slab's no place for you. Let's get back on the road, yeah? Hey, oh, this is Keeper here again. I just arrived at the local supermarket. They call it Mediocre Food Place with Lily. And she's the corpse we met at the morgue, in case you're wondering. And I'm just going to be taking a look-see into the market while she gets to work.
Thanks, Ride.
Lily, I'll give you a ride anytime I'm in town.
Welcome to Mediocre Food Place. You'll find good deal on mediocre okra in aisle 5.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. It's nice to hear this place has its expectations set realistically. So, Lily, where can I speak to your manager?
Follow to back.
Alrighty. But I think I'll set the pace, though, if you don't mind.
Welcome to back.
Lily, you can't just be bringing people back here. Weren't you listening during orientation?
Yes, boss.
Oh, hello, sir. I'm from agency. Oops. I need to talk to you about the current situation in town.
What? Oops. I've never heard of you. And what's with that getup?
Oh, well, this here's my badge, sir, and, you know, I'll only take a moment of your time.
Well, okay. Jack, have Lily shadow you today. Come back to my office, officer.
Don't mind if I do, sir.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm investigating this here zombie problem. We're here taking a look around town to see if anything else has been a little weird lately. Have you noticed anything else besides the zombies?
Other than my dead grandma who's sleeping on my couch? No.
Well, that sounds like a hassle, so, if you won't mind, how come these zombies are getting hired so quickly?
They're cheap labor. We've been struggling to keep as many as we had, and we definitely needed more. Honestly, it's been a real help to have extra hands, even if they're a little slow.
Well, that sounds like a happy coincidence for you.
Happy for me? Probably not as much as for those we had to let go. From what I hear, almost every business here has been doing the same thing.
Or just most of them.
I mean, surely not every business can be hiring zombies, right?
Oh, I'm not so sure. Ah, well, I thank you for your time, Chaz.
That's what my name tag says. Have a good day, mister.
This is Agent 895. I'm standing outside of the school building. It's so intimidating. But, 217 said I had to go inside. So here I go. Right now. My foot is moving.
You need help crossing? Me am guard. Have sign.
Oh, that would be great. Thanks.
Cars stop now. Me have sign. Cross now.
Thanks, pal. That was real kind of you.
Don't worry. You are...
Oh my god, are you okay?
Me lose sign.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going inside now. Let's see. Where should I go?
2 + 2 is not fish. You fail. Go see principal.
Oh, okay. I'm heading into the math room. Room 423. If I don't come back, please come save me.
What want?
I'm here to talk with you about, your employment.
What's with the freak in the suit? Weirdo. He ain't wizard at all. He's kind of cute. Is he a zombie too?
Could we do this somewhere privately? I don't want to distract the students.
What say to me? Say to students, me need to teach.
Oh, all right. Can I Can I sit down?
Sit on Dunn's chair.
Okay.
Glass, solve problem. For integer n greater than 2, consider following equation. What? You have question?
How long have you been working here?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Is that how long it's been since you've been brought back?
Yes. Very quick to hire me again.
Again?
I was a teacher 5 years ago here. The replacement was bad. Now I'm back.
Okay. Have you noticed anything weird other than zombies around here?
Not much happens here. Only things are zombies and new business moving in.
What business?
Nile built distribution center here.
Oh, yeah. They do that a lot. Have you heard anything from the kids?
I don't listen to children. They are stupid.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me, Mr. Suit Guy. Brenda wants to know if you're single.
No, we don't. Shut up.
I think I need to. Oh.
I call nurse. Please continue math.
Good afternoon. I hope you're all enjoying your day so far. I'm outside of Maze, a hedge fund company. Apparently they just hired a founding member of the company again, so this sounds like the place to go. I'm just outside his office now.
I say we sell tomorrow. I will. If you do not, you will lose money. Fine, but when you lose money, you be my client. Good. I call tomorrow. Yes, man in suit.
Oh, well, you talk pretty well.
I do all day. What want, busy man?
Well, I just had some questions for you. I'm sure it won't...
Fine, ask. I work while you talk.
Since you've been back, have you seen anything weird aside from the...
I see people walk around at night. Men in nice suits. Not like yours. Many zombies have started working.
What about the humans? Have they been getting fired?
If human better than me, human have job. Humans lose jobs. Me here, Nile hire them. Only option for humans now.
That's awfully rude of you.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
Why don't they hire zombies instead?
Don't know. No zombies work there. Only humans.
Only humans? Why do-
Me not know. Any more stupid questions?
You know, you don't need to be so rude, man. I find that when you're nicer to people, peace comes much easier.
Peace no land client. Peace can leave, like you.
Okay, now, hold on 1 minute.
Security, please take weird man with bad suit.
Security? I've never had... Hold on now, what are you doing? What's going on?
This is Agent 217. I've finally gotten away from those peace-loving weirdos. If I was the keeper on this mission, I'd have been on my way home by now. Whatever happened to the good old days where going in guns blazing was a standard recommendation? Must have been that Jefferson. He never did like to do things my way.
Look out, dude.
Watch where you're going, kid.
Sorry, old-timer. Made it late.
Late for what? Reconstructive jaw surgery?
Whoa. Don't make fun of rebirth defect.
Ugh. I was too distracted by your horrible teenager-like appearance. Didn't know you were a zombie. Maybe I would have taken you down.
Take down? Slow? Self? Old-timer? Me have too much swag for you to take down.
What do drapes have to do with this, you hooligan?
Don't step to me like that, or else challenge, bruh.
Oh, I haven't had a good challenge since the Civil War when Custard wanted to fight on some hill. Let's go, kid.
No, fight. We settle this with boards.
Boards? You must have not known me in the 80s. I'll grind circles around you, kid. Oh, dagnabbit, I can't. We have a new rule. I can't skateboard anymore. Not after last time.
Ah, you afraid? Friends, help Mark.
Come on, skate off, bro!
Get out of here!
My leg, you shot me.
You better tell me everything I want to know, kid. Otherwise, you'd better pray you get a third life, punk.
Me talk, me tell. Don't send me back.
That's better. Now, before we get started...
Oh, howdy dowdy, this is Keeper 22 catching you back up here in the old RVOF. That's an acronym for RV of Fun. We all just met back up here after splitting up and cross-referencing our leads. It seemed like the signs were pointing over to the new Nile Distribution Center. We're currently en route, but those Zombinos are slowing down traffic with their driving and all.
The road's only for the living, you dead brain.
Though it might take us a bit. Oh, well, it did take us a little while to get here, but we're here now. The fellow at the gate was kind enough to let us on in here when I mentioned when we were with the government.
He had the most lovely eyes.
Of course he did. Will you focus on the dang mission, not some weirdo's eyes?
I can focus on both. It is kind to make eye contact during conversation.
They can't even see our eyes. No need for weird social constructs.
All right, you two. Calm down. We need to be a united front for our march into the Nile, and not the river in Egypt. But this building here...
That's a big parking lot.
It ain't as long of a stretch as the way home from the war.
Oh, I guess so. I guess if you made it back from the war, I can make it over there.
Back from the war? The war ain't never left. It still rages on in my heart.
Oh.
Aw, cheer up there, 895. Look, while you were bemoaning the situation, we already got across the parking lot.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. We'd like to speak to whoever's in charge of this here place.
May I ask what business you're here for?
We're here on government business, a.k.a. none of yours.
Oh, well, he was being a little rude, but he is right. We're here on government business. We're with Oops. Oh, here's my badge.
Looks official enough. He's on the 12th floor. You can take the elevator right over there.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You'll have yourself a nice day.
Whoa, man. Where'd the shotgun come from?
The kids I interrogated told me that this dude up here is a necromancer, meaning that he may not play nice. If he's got anything waiting for us up there, I ain't gonna be surprised by it.
Oh, a necromancer. That does make things a little bit different.
But that doesn't mean we need to kill anything.
It ain't killing if it's already dead.
You know, no one said that about you.
I have to get out of here. The walls are closing in.
What did you just say to me, you piece of...
I can't do this anymore. It's...
Oh, goodness. Oh, here. 895. Here, have this paper bag. Oh, no, wait. You're in the suit. Quick, press the yellow button on your heel.
Is it over?
Oh, that was the last one there, 895.
Oh, thank God.
Well, he ain't got nothing to do with elevators. Let's go.
I don't think we can let you go in there with that gun, 217.
Doesn't say no guns allowed, so I think it's allowed.
I say it's not allowed.
Are you planning on stopping me?
Can I help the four oddly dressed persons who seem to have gallivanted into my private office?
Yeah, you can help yourself to...
217, please, just... sir, we're with the agency. Oops, we have some questions for you there.
Oh, I guess I should have known they would send a squad here. Please take a seat. They're fresh.
No, thank you.
Ah, nice seats. Leathery.
Would anyone care for a drink?
Yes, please. Some tea would go down great right now.
Milk for me, please.
Milk? What are you, 10?
What? Milk is very relaxing.
Well, nothing for me, please, except for our question here.
Right. You've gone about town, talked with the people, both alive and dead, and all lines seem to lead you here to Nile, correct?
Well, you got that one right.
Your friend with the gun, I assume, found out about my side projects?
I've always hated necromancers, ever since my fourth wife and the war.
I suppose it's now that I tell you why this town finds itself in this predicament.
That would be nice.
Nile has recently started this distribution center here. As you've discovered, I came up with a brilliant solution to save money. Bring back the dead and make them work for us.
Well, that didn't really work out for you, did it?
No. Too much of their selves survived, and they went back to their old jobs they wanted. So instead of working for us...
They drove out the living from their jobs and forced them here.
Yes. Now we're paying a higher than intended wage to all of our new workers so that our center doesn't get shut down. It's been a colossal failure. Now with you here, I'll be forced to shut down the center, maybe sign a non-disclosure agreement with your keeper and be on my way. A shame, really.
Well, maybe I'm a little confused here, but aren't you the bad guy here?
Indeed I am.
Oh, and you're just, giving up there.
What am I supposed to do? Fight you? Get shot? Die? No, I still have a job to do. If you'll sign here, your name is not necessary.
Oh, I can sign, yeah, sure. Everything looks legitimate.
And with that, I'll be on my way, gentlemen. Until we meet again, oops.
Did he just jump out that dang window?
Ha! Neat!
Oh, good work, team. Now we just need to find a solution for the new job dilemma.
Oh, I've been meaning to say, I have an idea about that, Keeper.
Are you certain this is for the best?
Agent 5 seems to think so, and I'm keen to follow him.
Explain it to me again.
Well, we've moved all the zombies into this mock town. It was pretty cheap to make, what with most of it being cardboard. The zombies can live here, thinking that they're still living in a town with people and working for a living. Of course, they will be paid. They do need to pay off their back taxes.
Where did you get the funds for such an undertaking?
The education budget.
Ah, good, good. Well, thank you very much. Keeper, was it?
Oh, it's a Keeper 22, Mr. Mayor. It was a pleasure working with you. I hope everything gets back to normal here, then.
Yes, I'm certain it will. Well, this may sound rude, but I really do hope to never see you again.
That's understandable. You have a nice night.
I was expecting more action on this mission. Something like that time Lincoln tried to emancipate the undead, ending up with a lot of bloodshed. Changed from emancipation to decapitation.
Oh, that's an interesting story there, 217, but maybe we should talk about it while we're on the road. Howdy dowdy there, sirs. This is Keeper 22 checking in for the closing on Mission 8895. The boys did me proud today. We solved the zombie crisis with minimal casualties. Brought back all my squad this time. Though I wouldn't recommend sending Agents 5 and 217 out on another mission together. They don't seem quite the mash. Also, you may want to look into the company Nile. They seemed aware of us and our organization in a more intimate fashion than I was comfortable with. And they were playing fast and loose with necromantic magic. You know, I think I'd also recommend sending Agent 895 to a therapeutic retreat. He's got a lot to work out. Oh, but anywho, we are green and heading home. Closing log.
This has been Work Cemetery. Performances by Samuel Sarver, Michael Petit, Z. Lee, Stephen Harrell, Jordy Hake, Luna Cooper, Kate the Great Cosplays, and Nolan Brubaker. Oops. Written by Samuel Sarver, Michael Jenkins, and Abby Hake. Edited by Luna Cooper. We thank our patrons and listeners like you. Thank you, and have an atomic time.